Oh, that's good because the app can show max. That works for me. I wanted to put the RAM bar on the Explorer. I don't know if you wanted to do a repaint because we sort of like the 18 look and just get a tarp.
Yeah, we
I
need
was
some
thinking
kind of
about that.
camo cover thing.
Yeah, I was thinking about getting like a tarp cover. So I'm gonna get that. How much would that cost? Okay. Since I can't do it on the app, can you minus that off of my credit? Okay.
Hey, did everybody get themselves some water to take with them to this desert?
I
Maybe
guess
some
that
bioscience tools?
that might be some
might be kind of
that
useful there.
might be a good idea.
Can I get yeah, that's a good point though. Should I get like some barrels, like 3 barrels of water and put it in the back of the Explorer? Like kegs so that we could tap them.
That would be a good idea. We can top off our stuff, yeah.
So yeah, I figure 3 should be enough, and we'll just replenish them whenever we get to the stops. No, we don't need that bit that much. I think maybe like just 10 gallons. Yeah, 3 10-gallon drums. Okay. So I'm gonna do this.
Those back.
All right, good.
Oh, yeah, I need to bring up.
And I'm gonna write down the
All
amount of spent on Discord so that way I could know how much to follow up. Right, good. You know what? I gotta save up my points. I'm also gonna practice using the sonic disruptor I got from the mercenaries. next time I get enough points, I'll take the skill. Yeah, next time I get enough points, I gotta get that. That's gonna be a while.
Okay.
And I'm definitely going to call my brother and tell him I'm going off world.
Yeah. And of course, I'm notifying the family. But you had a point. It's not a good idea for me to go visit at the moment.
Ugh. I roll crappy even on the app.
No, he was rolling it for you, Tom. You said roll a D100 for you. So that's your next D100 roll. Oh, I was just practicing.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Oh, crap.
Lelo.
I turn left, go away. Go away. And I radio the other guy. The mercenaries are here, guys. Be forewarned. I don't think they spotted me, but I'm headed back to the freaking shop to put my baby back in before it gets spotted.
Yeah, we need to get off world.
Yeah, we do. No, we did not. See, we're just like the A-Team. They never find us unless they call us. There you go. Oh, good. Stay low. Our mission.
Hey, that's okay. I don't mind these, you know, regular passenger liners. I might make some friends.
So we're not wearing the Sterling suit, correct? We're still in the mercenary stuff?
Nah. I'm just wearing regular civvies on the cruise. Don't want to stand out, you know.
Yeah, but as a Vrusk, we're supposed to be, like, very proud of our company. No, that I'm not going to wear. Yeah, if I'm going to play in character, I'm probably going to be in Destroyer. Better. No, I can't think of anything. Be gentle with her.
Come on, make sure you put a good parachute on there. And
that's a different kind of thing. Get out. That's cool.
There you go. Hey, if it works, don't break it, right?
Durable stuff. Okay. Yeah. No, that would be bad.
Oh.
Oh, I'm definitely looking at a one.
How long before docking? Oh, dude, time to go float around and meet folks.
I've never been off planet before. So to me, the whole starting acceleration thing, I was like, I don't know how I feel about this. I'm being crushed. Okay, my stamina is 40. Yeah, let's roll. 49.
Space sickness.
I would be unwieldy though, because I'm like, whoa. I'm the only one. I'm the newbie.
Darn it.
Thank goodness. But I want to maneuver, grab chairs, whatever. I do want to look out a window.
So, any interesting people here that want to I might be able to strike up a conversation with? I mean, if our van is the 18 van and I've got the highest personality score, I guess that makes me face.
Go for it, face.
Actually, what is your personality?
Sixty-five.
That's pretty high.
Cool. So, I'll go over to the Azarians and say, "Hey, so which clan you from?" Yeah, I don't either. So, of course, I tell them, you know, my clan and where y'all from and all that good stuff. Cool. Yeah. Well, it's a big universe out there. Oh, well, you know. Yeah. I tell them where I grew up. See if they're impressed. Where am I from? Hang on.
I'm from over there.
I'm from somewhere. Now, where am I from? Is it... Gollywog is his home. Are you in? Okay. What would I call it? Okay. Okay. Oh, okay. I see.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just I like adventure. Where were you heading? All right, cool. I can't think of... Yeah, what? All right, well, what's she studying? Really, because I'd like to meet her. I'm a roboticist myself. Yeah. So, you know, maybe we'll have to drop in sometime at Triad. We're not heading there, but you know. We might have to drop in sometime. Yeah.
He's Mac.
Well, you keep looking out that window. It's it's always an adventure the first time off planet.
I would imagine that.
The commuter types.
Yeah, I figure I'm probably napping.
I'm just staring at how could you sleep during this?
See, that sounds like more fun than me.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna try it. That sounds
You're cutting out, Tom.
You're getting a matter of
maybe the signal gets too strong.
Okay. Alrighty then. So I'm gonna strap myself in. Well, before we hit the docking bay, can I take a picture through the window with my camcorder? Yeah, I want to take a picture of the space station. My first time. Can you look at it? We're gonna die. Oh, okay.
We're gonna die. Cool. Anybody need any help, with their luggage or, just try to make myself useful.
Okay.
I can get used to this.
Gonna try. I think I'll put the booties on too.
Kind of reminds me of a cat with tape on its feet. Yeah, my dad used to. My dad used to be crew on one of those assault scouts. Not one of those assault scouts, but on an assault scout. Yeah.
I take a picture of all the shit.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm gonna make that my wallpaper. So they got a okay. So in the docking station is where they're gonna unload the Explorer and then put it in the other ship. I'm gonna. Okay. So then. Okay, I could watch this while I'm chilling in the hub. All right. Cool. Cool, I follow it. Well, I'm also looking around at all the people here, though, because this is also new to me. I mean, this is all fascinating to me. So, yeah, I'm looking at all the people, the different races that are up here. It's huge. Well, most of the people then are used to this stuff, but are there any like gawkers like I am? They're just gone. Like, whatever. Oh, okay.
Oh, hey, how cool.
Yeah. I want to do the same thing. Where's our ship? I want to look. I want to see what our ship looks like. Right. That's a big shit.
We were going in style.
That's cool. That's my sheep. So, honestly, I'm just going to want. I'm gonna get a drink because that's what people do in airports and ports and stuff like that. That's what I heard.
Yeah.
Oh, so. Okay. Velcros. I'm gonna keep the Velcros on.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
So I asked the other guys, is anybody interested in going to get a drink? I would like to go get a drink.
I'll come with you. We might meet some interesting folk.
Yeah, we might meet some people that are going on the same show.
That would be cool.
I could use a drink.
I want to go. Should we go closer to where the ship is?
How
long we got before we got aboard? Oh, yeah.
Beforehand. Nah, I don't want to go on now. Oh, okay, so people are meandering on throughout the whole time. But I don't want to go on already. I just figured we'd go someplace close just in case, you know, the drinks are kind of strong. You don't have to carry me that far. Just in case. So, yeah, we're going to want to find someplace that serves drinks next to it, so maybe people that are going to be on our same ship will be there, also having a few drinks. Loose lips and all that. Well, Face, if you want to talk to him, that's your. I'm gonna have a drink.
Yeah.
I'll buy the first round for us.
Sounds good to me.
I'm new, so I'll try it.
I better stick close to him just to make sure he doesn't get into too much trouble being new at this.
I'm the youngest one. I'm the first time off planet. I'm like, wow. Okay. That's the from Strill too. Oh, shoot.
Yeah, okay. So this little friendly competition between companies is getting a little warm.
Yeah. We got a couple of ships going down. That's costly. Well, that's another story. Oh, yeah. Dang. It's definitely Pangalactic. Huh. Figure out who's doing this. Who's shooting all our ships? It's unacceptable. Well, I'm still in my Strill uniform. Do I see anybody else in Strill or Pangalactic uniforms? Oh, cool.
Hey, are they looking for any, stand-ins, extras? Because,
you're definitely extra. Oh. But we're getting there.
Okay.
Okay. So should...
Well, naturally, I mean, those pangalactic types, you know.
Nothing but troublemakers.
You got it.
Just that.
Oh.
Hey, well, yeah. Where do you come from?
Well, you know.
Oh, and there's Angel just came back. Where did he go?
I'm still here. Yeah, I'm still here. I didn't go anywhere.
Did I get shot yet?
Or okay.
Two. Yes.
Oh. By the way, I make a comment to him, to, you know, something along the lines of, you know, I always wondered how these big old ships were able to get off the ground with those little bitty engines.
They are. That's what we're doing.
Okay.
And that thing blasted off, we felt
it. I quote some slightly adjusted in statistics of, you know, space travel accidents and things.
Okay, so
you know, I think it might be a good idea to go ahead and get all my stuff stowed in you know, the cabin or wherever you know I'm supposed to be, and then go get familiar with what amenities are available on this here ship. You know, how far away they are, and. You know, scope it out. Okay.
Okay.
In their cabins.
Yeah. Is there any heading out parties, kind of, you know, anywhere? See, I went on a cruise, man. There was a party on every deck when we first left port.
I want to go see what our cabin was.
What has to be stowed by law? This shit. What has to be stowed? Do they make a store? Okay, but I mean, like, they're going to make us store our weapons. What I'm getting at. Okay. As long as they're not on the weapons locker on the bridge.
This is not a weapon. It's just a replica. It's a family heirloom.
Actually, that's. Question: would they have taken my old Zamra? Okay. Well,
neither exactly.
A rusty Zamra is still gonna hurt. Okay. Not that I'm paranoid. Okay. All right.
Yeah,
might as well.
That seems like the wisest idea.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. I don't see any suspicious-looking drellocytes, right?
They're all.
Yeah, but I'm used to his suspicious-looking suspicious looks.
Oh, I'm going to study that. it'd be real bland. So we're going to be on this bad boy for at least 8 days. At least 9 days.
All right.
Any way of doing any research on LACO while we're traveling? Okay.
The meeting.
Well, just because we got to know how to board a life boat and all that stuff, I mean, gosh.
Hey, did anyone bring any of those cameras? Do we still have the cameras, Tom? Yeah. I was just thinking about putting one up in the room to see if anyone comes in. Like the nanny cam. Okay, I was thinking about doing that before the meeting. But, okay. I'm thinking about asking one of the more technically, anybody more technically skilled than me to do that.
So, I'm sorry, I could barely hear you. What was that?
If anybody was more technically skilled getting that camera up.
Oh, so that would probably be me.
Yeah.
I'm looking, studying about the map. I want to find out where the floors are for everything.
You know, the other day I was thinking about how to do a pool in zero G. And essentially, you just have this giant water tank with, you know, airlocks. And you could, you just wear your scuba gear or whatever to swim in it. That would be awesome. Yeah.
Probably not. Probably just relax. Probably to curl up with a good book, I think. Maybe just...
Mm.
Yeah,
dude,
so
you
know, I will.
Money, you should hit the casino.
Yeah, you probably. Go ahead.
You should go hit the casino, man. You got all that money.
That's why I have it. I don't.
Come on.
Oh, definitely.
How many people were in the room? So 250 is the passengers. Okay. 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 Still a lot of people going to LACO. That's true. Did we notice anybody watching us, looking at us, or trying to scope out everything? Gotcha.
Yeah, that was kind of a close call.
I'm just wondering if anyone looking at us now, or anyone looks suspicious. Okay. All right.
Oh, yes. I think I want to go to the aft dome to check the engines and their power.
Yeah, I'll head with him.
I better keep an eye on him.
Yeah, well, I might as well go too.
Okay, yeah, I want to see. Oh, so we see the session rotating. Okay, cool. And do we see Pale in the background? No. Okay. Well, before we leave, I want to buy, let me know how much it'll cost, but I want to buy everybody a drink to say goodbye to Pale. My first time leaving the planet. Done. Put that down. Okay. Well, that was cool. Oh, I forgot to take pictures. Dagnabbit.
Buy a poster. Frick, of that. I forgot. Better.
Oh, well. So Pale, go away. Bye, Pale. Yeah, but I'm not going to stay here the whole time. It's that little dot. Nah, that's okay. So, what do you guys want to do next?
Eat something.
No, I need to go to the library and see if anybody needs any tutoring.
I'm going to check the cameras. I just don't trust anybody.
You know the doors have locks on them.
Yeah, and I know you've picked them before.
Yeah, it's sort of true.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, all right.
So, I see him checking out his camera. I was like, do you want to, like, put that someplace, like, in a chair so that way it's not, like, right there?
Should leave it on the bed. Or something? I don't know.
Well, there's like, entertainment screens, right? A TV? You could put it behind the TV so that way it's pointing towards the room. If they're anything like the cabins in a cruise ship, then if you put it behind the TV at a angle
bending down, you'll get the entire freaking room.
It sounds like you've done this before.
I've been in a couple of cruises. I got paranoid.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Work for me. Ooh. Okay. Oh, yeah. I'm not doing much. So, has, yeah. All right, there you go. Now, who brought up food? Because I like that idea.
I'd see what they killed and packed up in the freezer.
Yeah, no. I was thinking more about checking out one of those Rusk delicatessens.
Yeah, I'm sure they've... I guess we are actually going to go get some grub.
I caught that. That was funny.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what I'm going to do. Shikara, yeah. Well, seriously, I would like to learn about our destination. So I'd like to head to the library or whatever, you know, to, you know, computer terminal. And, you know, while I'm there, it wouldn't hurt to, you know, see if there are any interesting people there, need any technical assistance or anything, you know.
Well, probably go out. Maybe eating sounds good. I might do that. Hang out with the others.
I'm gonna head to the Vrusk one. Let's check. I've eaten Yazarian food before.
Yeah, why not? I'm sure they have something that a human can eat.
Well, I'm interested in, you know, what a little bit about the culture of the planet, a little bit about you know, local creatures, maybe, perhaps something about the, you know, the geopolitical setup of it. So how did they do this sleep cycle there? Okay. Do they look Sathar? Okay. Okay.
This is going to suck for the other fans.
Well, just think of the... Just walking around will be a workout. It'll be great.
Yeah, we're gonna get be all toned and buff. Yeah.
Get these muscles even stronger so the ladies will love them.
My shell is burned.
All right.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I don't want to order something that I can't digest.
I'm going to order the Vresk food.
I'm talking to the other guy right now.
What? The human, yeah, is that like Vresk food that humans can eat? Okay. Yeah, okay, yeah, then that's fine, yeah. Okay. Awesome.
We got an all-inclusive.
Yeah, I'm looking at some of this stuff online. I want to have a snail steak. Cool.
Wait, they take away our weapons and then they give them out?
Yep, you guys like your lobster. I'm taking this. So yeah, I'm enjoying this. Now, how many other daring people are coming in? I know it's going to be mostly Vrusk, but do you see some people come in and be like, "Oh no, never mind." He has a healthy appetite.
I'm the kind of guy that orders gas station sushi.
Vrusk. Now, are the Vrusks sort of like me that, well, yeah, they're all corporate. Which ones are wearing their corporate logos on some of the clothes? Are there a lot of Pancalactic? Oh, okay. Oh, wow. Cool. All right. I'm the only one that's true? Okay. Yeah, I still am. So, are the Pangalactic guys eyeball? Alright. So they just basically take notice of the they keep you. Well, that's right. I got me and my posse with try it. Well, I'm gonna eat. Do you guys? What do you guys want to do afterwards? Because I just want to basically explore the ship. I don't.
Yeah, you know what? I've got nothing else better to do. Let's explore the ship.
Okay.
cargo.
All that food.
Break. Right. No, I'm not swimming. Literally cannibal. Right. That's cool. So the restaurants are like a moss roof, so that way our antennas could caress them. That's cool. I like that.
Next time we hold out for better.
I like how you're saying that it's not like we travel here. It could take up to a week. But I've flown Frontier Airline. I know it can take about a week to get to where you're going. I did it once.
Isn't that the one that you don't actually have a seat assignment and it's just a first come, first serve? And Southwest, okay.
So that was the one where I tried to get home for Christmas to see my family and wound up having to go to a party that the pilot and the stewardess were putting on because they felt bad because I was already over 48 hours late.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh gosh.
So
that's worse than my United stories.
Right, I didn't get beaten, so that was nice.
I guess that's a small bonus there. Yeah.
48 hours, or you know, lose a tooth. Well, I'll go with the 48 hours.
Wow.
Actually, the reason our plane was delayed was the de-icer slid on the ice and hit our plane.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
I would hate to be the driver of that strike that day. Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, it was
bad day on the job.
Yep. Guy, so. Anyway, sorry about that.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, jeez.
Gosh. Oh no.
Oh my God.
Oh no. It would have been better to fly.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. Just hot and annoyed. Thank you.
Never, I'm sure. I think we just cursed our flight, guys. Oh, jeez. No, yeah, I already rolled for you, remember?
Oh, please.
Oh, Lord. Well, after we walk around, I'm going to go back to the... I'm going to read the itinerary, see when their shows are. Oh yeah.
Really? Okay.
So they got any, you know, special patches we can buy to, hey, I was part of the
yeah. Classics.
Oh, well, now, see?
I'll get the I was attacked by pirates shirt. Yeah, that really jinxed us.
Okay. That's good. That means
Okay. When it comes to interesting things, what kind of interesting creatures are out here?
Good.
So it really is quite the dud of a planet. Okay. Does anybody think to pack a deck of cards? Doesn't sound like there's a lot of partying going on down here.
I think we should.
Yeah, I'll just grab a quick bite on my way to the cabin.
Yeah, I guess I will too. And I do sort of want to buy a souvenir, though. For my brother.
Yeah, I might as well buy one of those maiden, or two of those maiden voyage patches to send to the girls. Seeing as how I didn't actually come and say goodbye before heading off the planet.
So I'm definitely going to get a maiden patch. And I don't know.
How much are we out per patch? A credit? I guess I should have asked. How many patches per credit? All right, I'll just buy two patches.
I'll buy one. And do they have postcards of like space and the planet? Okay, I get a pack of those. Yeah, I get those two. How much is that? Okay, cool. I'll take six. Okay, so far, so 23, 10, that's 33, 34, 35, 36. Okay, good. After that, yeah, I check out what night shows they're going to have. Go check that out.
Did they leave little mints on the pillows?
They make an animal out of the towels.
And they fold the washcloth into some fancy duck shape or something. An animal
or something.
Oh, okay. okay. We're yeah. skulking tonight. That's tomorrow night.
Well,
that's tomorrow night. I mean, you know, the first night, they're going to be trying to spot the ones that they want to watch. So we just kind of settle in and look boring. Then we can do our skulking.
I'll skulk out of the Australia. That'll be tomorrow. So yeah, that's basically going to be the first date. Well, okay. Go ahead.
I was thinking it'd be kind of interesting if to just try to poke around for any you know, like manual service chef, you know, basically the equivalent of the stairs in case of emergencies. Okay, that explains those floors. And I'm betting once I'm on those stairs, the doors to those levels, I can't seem to get through either, can I? There's got to be a way to get to where our other cargo is stored.
Yeah. I was trying to think about that. I was hoping to check.
But I don't want to look too suspicious, but you know, kind of just to see if I can possibly find a way to check on our explorer and stuff.
Yeah. Not a problem.
Okay, because I'm thinking if we get to Laco, maybe I could just see if I can get some information from him.
Yeah, I have a contact. That'd be cool.
Okay.
Now, our mission, where were we supposed to land in Laco? When we get there. Right. All right, so I'm going to read up on the city, where we're going. Due to the ruins that they found.
Okay. Now, what is our job again once we get? Oh, yeah, we don't know yet. We gotta. Never mind.
Strill will tell us to get there.
we can find out who the one might be shooting down the shelf.
Okay.
Ships. And it's a good punch that what was it? The artifact that was probably came from Black Ops, right? Yeah, because we got the sensors. Right. So that's what we gotta find. Why? Or who?
I'm curious. So I guess the legally these kind of artifacts aren't actually protected or something, or you know. Okay, well, that's right.
Which could be a problem.
Yeah, okay. Okay. So is there anybody on this ship that we run into that is like they live on Laco and they're on the way back home? Okay. All right, so I'm thinking it might be good to ask them if there are any neat things to see or things to avoid when we're there. Okay. Do they have big circular things that can turn with the funny symbols on them? Okay. Okay, cool. Places to avoid? Check. We got it. Okay. Where's the best place to go caving? I know we're not going to get a chance, but... Okay, cool.
In talking to the passengers, has anybody heard of a theft of any artifacts? Okay. Just checking.
Nothing in specific that I can think of.
Are you guys all sure you don't want to, you know, kind of spot me a few hundred credits so I'll hit the casino? And I'm sure I could wing you double.
No.
I mean, I'll give you all the winnings.
Still no. Do they have an art show? I'm going to check out the art show. Okay. treasures, local treasures. So they're showing up. Yeah. Several leagues out of my range. That's okay.
I'm telling you, you just hand me what you got. I'll be back in a few hours.
No. There you go. Make it happen. Peaceful. I like that. Oh, I definitely want. Ridney, I want to see this. You guys have all done this.
Yeah, today's the day to hang out at the observation lounge and observe the people.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to go to the front one this time.
I probably only would have been in the star system.
I'll roll.
I'm not susceptible.
Okay. Yay.
Yeah.
And eating Vrusk food.
How boring.
Oh. Okay. Oh. Oh, okay, I see. Cool.
So no BAs in the group, huh? Don't have to. No BA Varakuses in the group. I want the big one with all the people. I want to see somebody get sick and
I don't know if that's the best idea because they're going to get sick and then we're going to go into zero G. No, but the sick will be in zero G while too.
Oh. I dropped off for a second there. Sorry. Okay. Hey, Eric. Oh.
He's alive.
Will it be 100? Yeah, okay, I'm dead.
Oh, come on, hey. We all did it. Well, no, I didn't, but you know, everyone else did.
Suffer from what? Oh, okay. I no.
No, say no. Say it out.
Come on, we're still looking for our B.A. Baracus that we have to drug every time we take him somewhere.
No, I think he's probably been some... Well, no, wait a minute. He was from the mines and grew up in the mine. He's probably always been on Pale.
Oh, a fellow Pale guy. Someone must suffer.
Look, I'm touching the walls and the ceiling and the floor all at once.
This room is big.
I'll bet you he's doing a great job of securing all the chairs near him, making sure they don't float away.
It's that Stretch Armstrong time, man.
I used to love that toy.
Don't pull too hard.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo! Dude, we gotta do that again.
Did you add XP to my character sheet? Yeah.
Gonna have to zoom in here.
Okay. Is it sort of like when he entered into the Tron when he got sucked into the computer? All right, cool. I can picture that.
That just looks like fun.
Drows don't see color. It was boring.
Well, Okay, so to decelerate. Okay, that's cool. Just do the whole flip. Yeah, I'm going to enjoy this.
And when are the pirates going to come? This is turning into a boring trip.
It's peaceful. Mm-hmm. Peaceful trip. Pirate.
Go play Saba.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to read my book.
All right. Feet start touching the floor. Now, Jill, you wanted to go try to hit the cargo room, right?
What was that? You?
No, I wanted to. I was hoping to see if there were ways of sneaking into where the cargo was.
Okay, because that's I've been away for too long. I want to go see my baby. Yeah. Dead.
Well, that's good. I was a little bit worried that it would be hard to spot.
Now we don't see. Okay, do we see other vehicles here? We see a bunch, right? You said.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so no other explosions. All right, because I want to see if... Oh, okay. But none that have the logo from the mercenaries, right? All right, good. All right. Personal use. Oh, okay. All right, cool. All right, and I want to check on the vehicle and make sure everything's okay. Ah, mm-hmm. Oh, excellent. And maybe moving it from one ship to another. I was worried about that a bit. Yeah. We're not taking somebody's bike and putting it in our Explorer. No, that's bad. Right. Okay, good. Okay. All right. So I pat her on the side and I say, don't worry, baby. We're going to be off this soon. Just want to make sure you're okay and everything's good. I say that to my car now.
I'm sure. So it looks like there's no.
We're dealing with
that.
We need to get some red lights for the front that flash back and forth.
That would be
awesome.
There you go.
Awesome. Oh my god. So yeah, I tell him about the car and the some of the adventures that we've gone through. Heck yeah.
While he's telling me about the car, I'm just kind of curious, taking a look at some of the other cars nearby. Just I don't know what I'm looking for. Just, you know.
Aston Martin.
What about a Tesla Roadster? I hear they go well in space. Oh, yeah, there you go. Okay. Mm-hmm.
I read a note earlier about somebody buying drinks before we left. I hope they didn't leave soda in the vehicle. That would be kind of boom.
That would be kind of boom.
I want to try that. I want to find an airlock and like eject it.
You can make your own vacuum chamber. Just go to the King of Random on YouTube. He shows you how to make one. And then
he got in trouble in there recently for explosives.
Huh?
He did. He has to make safety videos now and explain to people not to blow things up in their backyard.
That's sad. He does not
tell people to do that.
He does not, but he did get a few demonetized.
His neighbors complained about him, and so I guess ATF came down on him. Something like that.
Oh, man.
Okay. No, I just wanted to check and make sure that she was okay. Let her know I missed her.
How we No one were scratch and sniff.
especially during the void jump.
Pleasure speaking with you as well. Take care.
So if the pirates attack, we know where we can go to hide out. We just got to snag an employee and steal their badge.
Yep.
Explore as an escape pod? That doesn't sound safe.
Yeah, there you go.
I said explore as escape pod doesn't sound very safe. While re-entry is going to suck.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so well.
Last time I saw that was in Darkstar.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's a little.
But what about that rogue planet that's messing, gonna totally mess up our Earth?
Things to piss off an astronomer.
Oh. Mm-hmm. breathe.
Oh, I had one of those perpetual calendars with the NASA. It had like all kinds of NASA stuff on it, and you know, you just had to sit there and anyway.
Hey, Tom, this anger that you're feeling, have you felt it the most when dealing with reporters? Okay. When I go off on rants like that, it's usually when I've had to do an article or something, someone's interviewing me, and they try to, you know, you explain to them in detail what your job is, and they're like, so basically you're saying this. No. That's not what I said at all.
No, I'm really not.
Basically, no.
I never dare
to watch. Lucky. Shoot, nowadays that wouldn't make a difference. Yeah.
Punishment.
Well, nobody else wanted to go.
I just figured that the way you were angry about that, that was like questions you had heard from people that
No. It's all magic. You know?
Right.
And if we write the rules this way, would the universe work this way? Oh, I'm so tired of that. People that come to me. If we wrote the rules this way, would it all work this way? And it's like, no, those are the laws of physics. Electricity only moves, me being the electrical engineer, electricity only moves the way God made it.
It's the only way it can go.
Well,
okay.
Oh, that. I got hungry. Dude, that's the ship that took down ours, isn't it? I'm sure it is.
We want to get into its data recorders.
Dude, we got to get on board that thing.
Or get near enough to hack. See if we can access, I don't know.
Near enough to break or, in and or
the crew and, you know, get all talky with them and when they're sauced up, get them to talk about their adventures. See if it comes out.
Yeah. Or maybe we could get hired on. Maybe we could get hired on there and do some more double dipping. Sounds cool. Ooh, how many days before we get there? Oh, okay, cool. Okay.
There you go.
Right. Yeah, I guess it is. Hey, stow this.
Are they looking for passengers?
I think it's docking bay 427. I think it's docking bay 427.
What's that other big ship that you said is in there? So did it look like a, you know, frisbee with you know, some oh, okay. Okay. Yes. Oh,
no.
How convenient. Okay, so we need to. Yeah, okay. So the Dawn's Glow, that to me sounds like a perfect pirate ship. I wonder if they're hiring. How do we get
probably recruit in the roughest bar they find on this place?
All right.
Okay.
That's good because I'm falling asleep.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah.
Okay, so we don't have long to. Okay.
Okay.
So if we want to blow up the Dawn's Glow, we got to be quick about it.
I don't know if we necessarily need to blow it up. We need to find out if it was the ship that fired upon us. When we got a whole company behind us. That if we finger them.
If you want to do things the hard way, I guess we could look for actual evidence and stuff.
The sensible way.
Because, you know, maybe the solution is once it's out in deep space, another Streel or not so Streel, but funded by Streel ship shows up and blows apart. Those things happen out there. Pirates and, pirates and
I kept looking for them pirates to raid our ship. I just, you know, it was a boring flight.
I enjoyed the trip. Thank you very much.
So, yeah, I think we need to get the evidence. Right. Blowing up the ship is one thing, but then who did they dump here? You know, are they changing crews? Are we leaving important people planet side that might need to get taken care of as well?
Are they working another job here, and this time they're trying to just snag as many artifacts as they can?
But did you say that the Dawn's Glow is scheduled to leave soon?
3 days.
3 days. And 4 hours we're supposed to be planet side.
We should probably just tell people we're going planet side and stay up.
So if they're scheduled.
We should probably just make it look like we're going planet side, but stay on the station. If anyone's tracking us.
Right.
That's not a bad idea.
But if they're leaving in 4 days, they probably don't have whatever cargo they're after yet.
True.
That's probably true. Still going on planet side. Nor do I think.
Well, they don't have the cargo. We know they don't have the cargo yet because you're still here.
Well, no. If you've got hot cargo, are you going to transfer it inside the station? Or are you going to go out and then transfer it in orbit?
Okay.
Yeah, but they're going to have to talk to someone on the station to arrange that.
I mean, you park here to do maintenance and fuel and all that stuff. But if you got a hot cargo, you don't do it right in front of the officials.
That wouldn't be
wise. Why not? Nobody would suspect it. They would never believe. They would see it and go, that can't be hot cargo because nobody would do that here.
They don't know what.
Depends on how big it is, what it looks like. Oh, look at that giant carved sphinx from 2 million years ago.
It must be a fake.
And nobody's watching CNN, are they? Yeah, giant sphinx disappears from surface.
I can tell you some of the things I've seen in my job where people have illegally brought over things, pieces of pottery, and you have to report it, but where they paint it with watercolors to make it look like tourist trap pottery.
Oh, jeez.
And then you wash it off, you could cross the border, and you're like, oh, God. I'm not going to repair this because I'm going to get in trouble if I do. So, wow. Maybe that's what's going on.
Yeah. But I don't think they're taking pretty relics. I think they're taking tech if they take something.
Well, what does tech look like?
It's got blinking lights and makes neat noises.
That could be a fidget spinner. All right, well, I'm going to head out then, guys.
All right, have a good week.
Yep, have a good week, guys.
Yeah.